Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Italy's listening room comforts mothers and saves unborn lives. Caterina Carranco, director of PRI's Rome office, reports. In May 1978, both houses of the Italian Parliament passed Law 194, legalizing abortion. The margin of victory was so narrow that abortion advocates included language pretending that it didn't really endanger the unborn. In fact, the law states, the state shall protect life, human life, from its inception. But did they really mean it? At the time, pro-life critics dismissed this language as mere window dressing intended to disarm ignorant voters. And they were right. Italians have used abortion as birth control ever since. Yet the reality is that most Italians oppose abortion, and Law 194 states that human life must be defended and protected. So a group of private citizens working with a hospital in northern Italy are now putting that principle into practice in a very practical way. Last month, the Sant'Anna Hospital in Turin agreed to establish a listening room. This is a space created to offer pregnant women contemplating abortion immediate support. The goal of the listeners who staff it is twofold. First, to help women realize what actually happens in a termination of pregnancy, and second, to offer practical support to enable them to successfully carry their child to term. Several leaders joined to support the Listening Room initiative, including the Counselor for Social Policies of the Piedmont region, the Director of the Città della Salute, the Health Director of the Sant'Anna Hospital, and the Regional President of the Federation of Movement for Life, an Italian pro-life group. The initiative aims to provide a positive and practical path of support for mother and child, both during and after the pregnancy. With 6,590 births in 2022 alone, Sant'Anna Hospital has more babies born than any other hospital in Italy. Curiously, it also happens to house the same facility that carries out the majority of abortions in the region. This combination aptly represents both the symbolic contradiction and the nationwide political battle over abortion in Italy that continues to this day. The inauguration of the Listening Room offers an invaluable example of how pro-life activists can help public institutions comply with provisions of the law. Pro-life activists call the Listening Room a victory. Fabio Rampelli-Vice, president of the Chamber and deputy of Brothers of Italy, said, and I quote, "The creation of a listening room for pregnant women in Piedmont constitutes the full application of Law 194, whose title is Rules for the Social Protection of Maternity and on the Voluntary Interruption of Pregnancy. No one questions the right to abortion, but finally, the first part, Articles 1 and 2, of the law is fully applied, probably never read by those who defended it only as an abortion banner." End quote. Pro-life activists like Claire Gribaudo, vice president of the Democratic Party, are predictably apoplectic. She claims that this initiative is just another so-called unacceptable attack by the anti-abortion right to prevent women in the public health system from choosing freely. End quote. But consider this. If abortion is such an obvious choice for women, why would a casual conversation in a comfortable listening room pose any problem at all? For the first time in a generation, Italy is taking a hard look at its abortion law. The language of Law 194 was an effort to mix oil and water. On the one hand, it references the high ideals of the historically conservative Catholic culture of Italy, while on the other, it bows to the feminist maxims of the 20th century. Article 1 reads, "The state guarantees the right to responsible and planned parenthood, recognizes the social value of motherhood, and shall protect human life from its inception. The voluntary termination of pregnancy as covered by this law shall not be a means of birth control." End quote. Article 2 entrusts government family counselors to provide women with information leading to a choice, while overseeing the law's safe and effective implementation with a goal of assisting them to overcome the causes that could lead women to choose abortion, end quote. In practice, however, the law has served one side, that of the Marxist and so-called feminist secularists. Pro-life critics were spot on to destruct Law 194, for behind its pro-life slogans lurked the ugly reality that abortion on demand was now legal in Italy. Now, 40-plus years later, a modest private attempt to help a public hospital comply with the law has sent the Marxists and feminists into paroxysms of rage. The implementation of Law 194 proves once more that good intentions, even when faithfully articulated in the title, preamble, or explanatory text of a law, do not impede the law's specific and operative language. The specific and operative language of Law 194 legalizes abortion in Italy up to 90 days of gestation, period. All else, as the lawyers say, is dicta. We welcome this concrete and constructive attempt to fully implement Law 194. The establishment of a listening room is a small but important victory. Hopefully other hospitals that provide abortion in Italy, and there are many, will follow. The listening room in Sant'Anna Hospital provides a model that can and should be implemented all over Italy. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.